It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The largest wildfire in Colorado history is now 100% contained. The Cameron Peak Fire near Fort Collins started in August and burned for 112 days, growing to almost 209,000 acres. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. Four Colorado prison inmates have died over the past week after testing positive for COVID-19. The inmates were all over 60 years old. The State Department of Corrections says 11% of the incarcerated population has coronavirus and that 11 people have died since the pandemic began. The Royal Gorge Railroad in Canyon City is warning anyone who rode the popular tourist attraction during the third week of November that they might have been exposed to coronavirus. KOAA-TV reports three staff members who were working then have tested positive. The head of Colorado's Republican Party is trying to reassure members of his party that they can trust Colorado's voting systems. CPR's public affairs reporter Benta Berkland has more.
Congressman Ken Buck says it's important to provide facts and evidence to combat misinformation and conspiracy theories about Colorado's voting systems. He noted that people who don't trust that elections are fair and accurate are less likely to vote.
And the last thing that I think we want as a country is to have people who are turned off by our form of government, because then they don't obey the laws, they don't respect the officials who have been elected.
Nearly 700 Republicans listened to a call with Buck and three GOP election officials Wednesday night. The effort comes as President Trump continues to push unfounded claims of widespread election fraud nationally. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
It's a mostly sunny day across Colorado, with temperatures getting warmer toward the weekend. This is CPR News.